This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Thank you to everybody locked in on the free Odyssey app. People tuned in on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. People on Sirius XM 158. You can always ask a smart speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to be rolling for the next 2 hours. Consider this halftime of the show. The show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He is holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And thank you to you. There is no show without you. We've had a busy show so far. A lot of basketball going on, of course. The NBA playoffs underway. Speaking of this, Minnesota currently leads the Phoenix Suns 11-5. Just underway in the first quarter. We heard from the upset Sixers. The NBA says they have reason to be upset. Our referees missed some of the calls. And then also, right before we went to break, we actually did talk about the Nuggets going over the Lakers. And yeah, LeBron James was upset after the game. And it's not just because of the referees thinking to join up. We also talked about the game because the Jokic brothers, well, at least one of them, punched a Lakers fan in the face after the game last night. And you would think after the game that, you know, you'd be happy as a Nuggets fan, that you'd be happy being Jokic's brother. You'd just be walking on air. Everything should be perfect in your world. But no, they punched a fan in the face. And so the NBA is investigating. Yeah, I think the police might also be looking into this. And I don't know. Hickey, if this was somebody else in the NBA, if this was anybody else's siblings, I think there'd be more attention. But I think because Jokic is so low-key, there's really no personality. Everything is so quiet. Everything is pushed to the side. This isn't like blowing up the way if this were like, let's say, pick somebody. Hickey,
LeBron's brother is fighting fans.
If LeBron, does he? I don't think he has a brother, does he?
No, but if he did in this imaginary situation.
Oh, yeah. If LeBron's brother punched a fan in the face, it'd be national news. Without a shadow of a doubt. Let's see, what would it be? Who else could we think of?
Who's what about Kevin Durant? Now that he's on the rise.
How about this? Russell Westbrook has a brother. Russell Westbrook's brother is like 5'7", so I don't know if the best example. But imagine if somebody yelled out Westbrook in a game, and Russell Westbrook's brother went and punched him. It'd be news all over the place. With Jokic, this is just, it's quiet. It's business as usual, it feels like to me.
Maybe people are afraid.
Of the Jokic brothers?
I would be.
Oh, well, I mean. And you know what? It doesn't even matter. Like, you can't even get these guys for assault now either, could you?
Yeah, maybe you're right. I don't know. I guess you could. I mean, it's on video.
Yeah, well. You think they're going to get hit with assault? You think he's going to get hit with an assault charge?
No, I don't think so. When push comes to shove, I guess, could you do it? Maybe. Could you try to sue? Possibly.
Yeah. But try to get as much money as you can out of the Jokic family. That might be a good strategy there. That might have been the strategy from the get-go. Taunt the brother until he punches you in the face and then sue the family after the fact. I mean, everybody knows Jokic is a guy got to be making 50 mil plus a year, so might as well go after the money.
Which, maybe let's put that 50 mil to good use. Put your brothers in a box going forward. How about that?
Yeah, I think that might be one of the solutions if the NBA has anything to say about it. But we do know this. The Jokic family, they got enough money. They ain't necessarily worried about anything. And speaking of money, earlier today, and we're going to get into some of the NFL draftees, especially the quarterback prospects later on in the show. I want to tell you this. Last week, there was a big to-do about Caitlin Clark and the fact that Caitlin Clark was in the midst of potentially signing a big old deal with Nike. We didn't know the number. We didn't know the sum. It looked like she was on her way to getting a signature shoe, and it blew up online. A lot of people were upset. How can Caitlin Clark get a shoe before Asia Wilson? How come Caitlin Clark is getting the deal instead of Asia, who is a New York Times bestseller and an MVP? And a lot of people really, I guess, don't understand that it all boils down to dollars and cents, its marketability. And when you take a look at Caitlin Clark, I mean, they are moving a lot of her games from 10,000, 8,000-seat arenas to 20,000-seat arenas. They're taking Caitlin Clark, and they are selling out arenas, not stadiums yet. She may be on her way to that. Hickey, didn't she do that in college already? Didn't they put her in a stadium in Iowa?
I believe it's the largest ever women's basketball game, like, attendance. Yeah, outside in Kinnick Stadium.
They've sold out of her jersey on draft night. I mean, Caitlin Clark is everywhere. Caitlin Clark hosted, or no, she didn't host, excuse me, but she was a guest on Weekend Update on SNL. Who knew that Caitlin Clark had a funny bone? I mean, you listen to this and you tell me whether or not she's funny.
I think you're a great basketball player. I mean, I can't play like you do.
Yeah, we know. And obviously, I can't tell jokes like you do.
Thank you for that.
But I did write some jokes, and it would mean a lot to me if you read some of them.
This year, Caitlin Clark broke the record for three-pointers in a single season, and I have three-pointers for Michael Che. One B, two funnier, three dumbass.
Come on now. That's a different level of celebrity when you are called a host Saturday Night Live. I mean, we can think about somebody like Travis Kelce who got the call to host Saturday Night Live. Caitlin Clark has moved into a different space. And so anybody who wants to complain about Caitlin Clark and her shoe deal, look at what she's accomplished on the court. Yeah, it don't matter if it's the pros or in college. Look at the amount of attention she gets. And it's real simple. All the shoe companies thought that they would be getting this money back. And so we actually got some numbers today. You know, I guess somebody leaked the numbers, okay? Caitlin Clark reportedly has in front of her an 8-year deal with Nike, $28 million, okay? That is 8 years, $28 million over the 8 years. That amounts to about $3.5 million per year. Caitlin Clark just reportedly made about $3 million in endorsements, NIL money, name, image, and likeness money from her time in college this past season. And so everybody can complain about what she's making as a rookie, $76,000. What about the $3.5 million that's coming from Nike? What about the other, I don't know, $4 to $10 million that she'll probably also make in endorsements? Caitlin Clark is not going broke. And to make that much from Nike, think about this. $3.5 million a year over 8 years? Sounds like a deal to me. If you're Nike, like, Nike, and I'm not no mathematician, okay? I'm going to think that over the breadth of this deal, to pay Caitlin Clark $28 million, Nike is going to make much, much more than 28 mil. It's like they got a big old discount out of Caitlin Clark. And yet, nobody can predict the future. We don't know if she's going to go into the WNBA and just be a regular all-star, a star, a starter or whether or not she's going to be the biggest thing in women's professional basketball. We don't know that. But they got a deal out of her. I hope whatever parameters are put in that contract, that she can make a whole lot more than that. And not only did we get the deal or get the numbers on her Nike deal, we found out what other teams, other shoe companies offered. Under Armour said, here's $16 million over 4 years. Adidas said, here's $6 million over 4 years. Adidas can get the hell up on out of here. And Caitlin Clark, well, it appears that she's going to be with Nike. And Caitlin Clark, you think about the contract? I just hope that she blows it up at the next level. I mean, she deserves it. SNL, stadiums, arenas, 36 out of her 40 games with the Indiana Fever will be nationally televised, available for anybody to take a look at. And so Caitlin Clark elevating her game just to another level. Like, think about it this way. For everybody who wants to whine and complain about why Asia Wilson or somebody else didn't get a lucrative shoe contract, a signature shoe, hey, how about the man we talked about last hour, just a few minutes ago? Nikola Jokic is about to be a three-time NBA MVP. Hickey, do you know what Jokic wears on his feet?
Zero idea.
I have none either. He could be out there with the Fred Flintstone 12s, for all I know. Nikola Jokic, what's his marketability? I see him on the Hotels.com commercial. What else is he selling? Nothing. I can look at Nikola Jokic and I can... what is exciting about him? I mean, you can be accomplished. You could be one of the best, but if there's not an attraction, why do people care? Like, Caitlin Clark is from the Midwest. Caitlin Clark shoots like nobody we've ever seen before. And I believe I said this last week. Hickey, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know if we had this conversation on air, if we had it privately, if I had it with somebody else, but Caitlin Clark has an opportunity to change women's basketball the way that Michael Jordan helped change and impact the NBA. Did I say that on air last week?
I think you did. That sounds familiar.
It's true. Like, there's a buzz and an excitement factor. And yeah, she's going to get knocked around by the vets, those old, angry WNBA veterans who want to show her the ropes. Michael Jordan got knocked around, right? Michael Jordan came into the league and he's like, yeah, I'll get you 35 points and I'll shoot some more. And he got smacked around by everybody. This young athletic dude trying to show us up. Let's drive him into the ground. Go ask the Pistons. Go ask Isaiah Thomas. Go ask everybody about MJ. He got beat down so much, Michael Jordan said, I got to go into the gym and get better and get bigger and get stronger just to deal with the abuse. It's a hard knock life out here. Everybody's always trying to take your spot. And now that we got the numbers from Caitlin Clark's deal, Hickey, you know what I've heard today in regards to these numbers? You know what I've heard today?
Let's hear it.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Because what are people going to do? You're going to complain now about the money that she's making? It's one thing to go, oh, well, how come she got a signature shoe deal? Well, somebody else should have got a signature shoe deal. Is anybody going to say, I deserve that amount of money? And by the way, like I said, Hickey, 3.5 for her? That's like a steal, don't you think?
Oh, from Nike, 100%. You are so right. Again, just the jersey sales alone show you getting sold out in night number one of the draft. Her shoes, whenever they do come out and on the market, are going to fly off the shelves.
Yeah. In an 8-year deal, I would think that there's like an opt-out in there, right? This not for 8 years. Think about this as well. Caitlin Clark, over the next 8 years with this Nike deal, she very well might compete in like the next 2 or 3 Olympics. Like, just they're getting a whole lot of bang for their buck, not just domestically here in the States. They have an opportunity to make a global impact with Caitlin Clark. I mean, I am not going to go this far. I'm not that delusional. Michael Jordan, and granted, totally different game. But we know Michael Jordan in his peak, at his peak, was a global figure, was a global icon, became a billionaire off of the Jordan brand. I am not going to sit here and tell you at any stretch that Caitlin Clark is going to grow and be that for women's basketball. But she can be the biggest star. She already is the most marketable star. And not to say that she's going to go out there and generate billions and billions of dollars with the Caitlin Clark brand. But I will tell you this, Nike is going to make a whole hell of a lot more than the $28 million that they're going to pay her. And so, you know, a couple of months ago when Ice Cube said, here's $5 million, please come and play for the big three. Does Caitlin Clark look like she needs Ice Cube's $5 million? The answer is no. It's been reported that Nike and all of these shoe companies were already negotiating with Caitlin Clark before she even finished that final season in Iowa, before she even went on that run towards a championship, which we know, unfortunately for her, she wasn't successful at. Caitlin Clark continues to make bank. She's making all the money. $28 million over 8 years from Nike. That's $3.5 million a year. And to me, that seems like one big old discount. Congratulations, Caitlin Clark. I can't wait to see who complains next. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of next, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I told you that, you know, there's always people looking for an edge. I said the Jokic brothers, they got too much of an edge. They punched the fan in the face. And, well, it looks like the Falcons and the Eagles, they look for too much of a competitive edge, especially when it came down to signing Kirk Cousins and Saquon Barkley. I want to tell you what happened with these two teams on the other side of the break. We'll take a look at the Pacers and the Bucks. It looks like they're going to get ready to play in a few minutes. And then the Chiefs, speaking of money, the Kansas City Chiefs, their management, looks like they got some nice raises. I'll fill you in on it all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. Much love to all the truck drivers out there, everybody making the country, making the economy go and flow. You can reach out to me as well at JR Sport Brief. We're going to get into, I told you about the Falcons and also the Eagles might be in a little bit of trouble. I give you the update there. We actually just got word because we got three additional NBA games that are going on tonight. Right now, Phoenix and Minnesota in the second quarter. Phoenix leads Minnesota 26-24. And then in a few minutes from now, we're going to have the Pacers taking on the Bucks. We know that there will be no Giannis Antetokounmpo tonight, still dealing with that calf strain. And then the late game that's going to get started in about an hour, 45 minutes, we got Dallas and the Clippers, all right? In game one, Dallas lost to the Clippers 109-97, but it looks like they're going to get a major reinforcement. Kawhi Leonard, expected to play basketball tonight, hasn't played the entire month of April with knee inflammation. And head coach of the Clippers, Ty Lue, he just finished chatting it up with the media. And listen to what Ty Lue had to say about Kawhi.
Available for tonight?
Yeah, he's playing.
Is he playing with no, has he not gone through contact up to this point?
Yeah, he's done all the necessary things he has to do, you know, to get on the floor. And so he's checked every box, and the medical's done a great job just making sure he checks those boxes. And we'll never put a guy on the floor that's not ready to go. And so he's ready to go.
The man last played basketball on March 31st. And Kawhi Leonard, this is the same Kawhi Leonard who has a history of leg issues. Knee injuries and torn meniscus and ligaments and thigh. It just, Kawhi Leonard, can you count on this man to stay healthy? The answer is no. And so the Clippers, I mean, good on them. They're taking on a Dallas Mavericks team that basically has two stars and then a bunch of garbage men behind them. No offense to P.J. Washington and Tim Hardaway Jr., but we know that this team is top-heavy. And the Clippers, yeah, the stars might be aging. They might be a little bit busted up. Westbrook off the bench, James Harden, Kawhi, Paul George. The Clippers have more depth than the Dallas Mavericks. And so, yeah, this can be an interesting series. If Luka Doncic or Kyrie is going to just carry the Dallas Mavericks. But let's see what Kawhi does. Hickey, how many minutes tonight for Kawhi? 25 or 30 minutes? 30 minutes or more, I should say. Over, under on 30.
Oh, trying to predict Kawhi's minutes. This is going to be fun. I'm going to take the over just because it's Kawhi Leonard. Logic would tell you if this was any other player who hasn't played in a month, I know it's the playoffs, but you would still try to ease them in. It doesn't even sound like he was doing a lot of contact work in practice even up to this point. But you never know with Kawhi. If he's out there, I'm going to trust that he's feeling good, and that means he's going to play a lot. So over under 30, I'll take the over.
Wow. I hope so. Yeah, to be honest, in between him and Joel Embiid, I couldn't tell you who's more reliable. I guess Kawhi at this stage would be more reliable than Embiid, right?
Yes. And he's gone through the playoffs we've seen before, right, uninjured and won a title. I think Embiid, the only time he actually truly had no ailment was in the bubble, swept by the Celtics in four games. Otherwise, I mean, knee, foot, face, hand, thumb. It's always something.
It's bad. It's bad when you can have these conversations. And these are supposed to be the stars, right? These are supposed to be the superstar. Kawhi Leonard is going into the Hall of Fame. Without a shadow of, if Kawhi Leonard quit playing basketball tomorrow, he's going into the Hall of Fame. He's going into Springfield. Can I say the same about Joel Embiid? If Joel Embiid never played basketball again, is he a Hall of Famer? I guess the answer is yes, right?
I would say so. In part because the bar is so low for the NBA, or I'm sorry, the Basketball Hall of Fame, I would probably say yes.
Yeah. It's just crazy that you can have this conversation about two dudes who can never, ever stay healthy. So, yeah, let's see what Kawhi Leonard does tonight as the Clippers are trying to go up 2-0 against the Dallas Mavericks with a little bit of help. Now, there's another star. He is not returning tonight. That would happen to be Giannis Antetokounmpo. I don't know if the Milwaukee Bucks are going to have the same success. On Sunday night, they beat the Indiana Pacers. The final score was 109-94. Damian Lillard came out of the gates like a man on fire. Dropped 35 points, did it in the first half, and then after the game made sure that, yeah, he just reminded somebody like Tyrese Halliburton, man, when you actually win, you got to be humble about it. And so this was a little bit of payback for Damian Lillard, who also let the crowd know, this is why you brought me here to Milwaukee. Unfortunately, there is no Giannis. He's going to have to duplicate the feat. Is it going to have to be the 35 points? If we could only wish or hope so. But we have to see what they do. Doc Rivers, he knows that even though he went out there and dropped 35, the entire team, we got to step up and do better. Listen to Doc.
Indiana's good, and you know they're going to be better, and we're going to have to be better. That's the other message today is every team in the playoffs grows, and by the end, someone's really good. Our job is to, all right, that's over with. Now let's get better for the next game, and then let's keep getting better. That's the key for us.
I know we talked about a lot of, like, upset people earlier on in the show. Some of them justifiably so. Aaron Boone not happy, got thrown out of a game for no reason yesterday. LeBron James not happy with the NBA and replay. What do they call that stupid facility? Replay Center? Is that what they call it, Hickey?
The Replay Center in Secaucus, New Jersey.
Yeah, LeBron not happy with that stupid place. Nick Nurse not happy. Couldn't get a timeout. We heard from a lot of unhappy people. Doc Rivers just, is he ever happy? He's destroying James Harden. He's destroying, well, maybe he has good reason to destroy these people. Killed James Harden, destroyed Ben Simmons, made Ben Simmons cry and whine his way out of Philly. Ben Simmons, well, Doc Rivers gets the job in Milwaukee, complains about the job. And now Doc Rivers just wants his team to play better. What else is new? Miles Turner? Well, his team was on the losing end, and he says that we definitely got to do better. Otherwise, we're going to be in an 0-2 hole.
It didn't need to happen. It didn't need to be like a little, you know, you got punched first, a little smack across the face. Like, all right, come on, we're here now. We're in this moment now, as opposed to, you know, waiting a week for the moment to get here. So, you know, I think that that experience, we know was good. But now, like I said, it is no excuses. You know, this time of the year, you can't, you know, hang your hat on, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, the Bucks and the Pacers are scheduled to get underway any minute now. And so we don't got to wait for that. And speaking of waiting, when we come back on the other side of the break, I want to talk about two teams that are allegedly did not wait. That's the Atlanta Falcons in signing Kirk Cousins. It's the Philadelphia Eagles in signing Saquon Barkley. They did not wait. And it looks like there might be a punishment coming on down the line. It's just a matter of when. 855-212-4227. Before we do any of that, I want to let you know about the Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Jared Allen, yeah, the man who plays for the Cavs, this man grabbed every rebound imaginable, 20 rebounds, scoring 16 points. The Cavs beat the Magic 96-86 to go up 2-0 in their series last night. Jared Allen, he's grabbed 38 rebounds in the first two games as Orlando looks to save their series at home, trying to avoid an 0-3 hole on Thursday. Yeah, that's the other NBA matchup in the playoffs that a lot of people aren't talking about. They're two young teams that nobody expects much out of. What can you do? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to tell you about the Falcons. We're going to get into the Eagles, and then we'll tell you the positive news for the team that just won a championship, the Kansas City Chiefs. Don't go anywhere. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, no problem. No problem. And some folks, it takes a little bit longer for them to get their opinions out, but I appreciate you nonetheless. 855-212-4227 is the number if you want to share your opinion. It's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I am at JR Sport Brief. We gave you an update on everything going on in the NBA. You also just heard the update from Rich Ackerman on the other side. And there's a lot of football updates. And I feel like this is the quiet before the storm, because we know the NFL draft is going to take place this Thursday in Detroit. As I mentioned to you here on the Infinity Sports Network, we got you covered, okay? We have coverage, both myself and Bart Winkler. We're going to break down all of the picks. We're going to share the picks with you live here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to give you the insight. And so you don't have to go anywhere. We got you covered. And at the top of the hour, I want to spend some time talking about some of the draft picks, because I want everybody to come down to reality. You think about the NFL draft and you really take a look at the prospects and you look at the individuals that will hopefully turn your franchise around. But the reality is, a lot of the players that will be drafted this upcoming Thursday, especially the quarterbacks, it is more likely that they fail than it is that they go out there and succeed. And so we'll talk about some, so I want to give you some test cases and some studies on some players of the past and recent history that haven't been up to snuff. They were expected to turn things around, and well, and more realistically, they probably got turned into crap and then sent out of town. But we'll get to that at the top of the hour. Hickey, should we do some good news or some bad news first? What do you think?
Oh, there's been a lot of, maybe not bad news, but anger today. So let's do some good news first.
This news dropped yesterday. This is good news for everybody who's a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs. It looks like the Chiefs, yeah, they might have to go to another city, like, I don't know, maybe Kansas City, Kansas. But the good news is they have continuity when it comes to management. I want you to take a listen to this breaking news that popped yesterday, courtesy of CBS Sports HQ.
stint from the NFL where Andy Reid isn't going anywhere, people. The Chiefs announced the contract extension for the 66-year-old head coach, as well as GM Brett Veach and the team president, Mark Donovan. Reid's deal is going to run through 2029, and NFL Network reports that it's going to make him the highest paid head coach in the league. And remember, Kansas City coming off their third Super Bowl title in the Reid era. They've also won 8 straight AFC West titles and have made 6 straight appearances in the AFC title game.
Oh, congratulations to the Chiefs. Come on now. I mean, before we even got to the postseason, or when we got to the postseason, there were questions about Andy Reid. Was he going to retire in his Hawaiian shirts? Was Andy Reid going to end up in Florida somewhere, sitting on a beach? Is he going to just eat hamburgers and cheeseburgers? Was Andy Reid going to just retire off into the sunset? And now we know the answer is no. And we don't know coaches' salaries per se. It's been reported that as of last year, and even this year, Bill Belichick is making about, I don't know, $25 million or so a year as a head coach. And so if Andy Reid is now the highest paid, I'm going to make an assumption that Andy Reid is making somewhere between, I don't know, 25 to 30-ish million dollars a season to coach. And this is a deal that's going to take him to 2029. It's like the Kansas City Chiefs got enough money to do every and anything except for actually fix the locker rooms, right? They can build a suite. They can give Andy Reid a giant contract. They can give the GM, Brett Veach, a deal. He's been the GM since 2017. Mark Donovan has been with the squad as president since 2011. I think he's been with the team since 2009. Everybody can get paid. Andy Reid, $30 million a year. But they can't renovate the locker room. And they also can't pay for money for their own stadium. They want the taxpayers to go out there and do it. And so it's good to know that the Kansas City Chiefs have money and that at least Andy Reid is going to be around for a long time, unless he just wants to quit. I mean, Hickey, how many championships do you wake up and just go, I've had enough? The answer is zero, right?
I guess so. I guess so. I don't think there's a number right now for Andy Reid.
Andy Reid has 3 Super Bowls. He's going to be here since 2009. I guess if there is any type of goal for the Kansas City Chiefs, none of this is ever guaranteed. You just got to roll with it. They got to be in the back of their minds chasing the New England Patriots, right? Patrick Mahomes just did his interview with Time Magazine, the Time 100. He's one of the most influential human beings on Time's list. And he's just like, you can't consider me to be one of the greatest players of all time, one of the greatest quarterbacks. I haven't done it long enough. Well, in the case of Andy Reid, when you think about his accomplishments in both the AFC and the NFC, and going to Super Bowls and the playoff wins, he's really, in a lot of cases, second to Belichick. I mean, when it comes to playoff wins, Andy Reid has 26. Belichick has 31. I mean, this could really be 2 more playoff seasons, and Andy Reid could jump Belichick in that case. Bill Belichick has a total of 8 Super Bowl rings. You count in his time as a defensive coordinator, as a head coach. Bill Belichick has 6. You want to tell me that Andy Reid doesn't say, man, if I could only tack on 3 more? And then when you think about regular season wins, Andy Reid is only behind Don Shula, George Halas, and then Bill Belichick. Realistically, there is no guarantee that Bill Belichick is going to be back in the NFL leading a team to try to, you know, keep Andy Reid at bay. If you want to look at the Kansas City Chiefs and say, oh, yeah, well, every season, if they average 10 wins just by happenstance, and you think about his contract that takes him to 2029, well, we got the 24 season, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. That would be 60 more wins. And if you think about 60 more wins for a man who currently has 258, that would give him 318 victories. It would tie him with George Halas. Now, Hickey, am I doing too much by doing all this math? You think so?
No, I think this is, I'm with you in the sense that you look now, right? It's been Belichick in terms of, Super Bowls he has, obviously, but like wins record. Reed, I would bet my money right now that he'd be the one that to get the record over Belichick right now with his longevity, with how well the Chiefs are playing. And like you said, who even knows if Bill's back on a team ever again coaching?
Yeah, we don't know if Belichick is going to come back. And then we don't know, in all honesty, if Andy Reid is going to see out the rest of this contract. Yeah, he's 66, and it's one thing to tack on six more years and go, hey, you're going to push it to 72. It's pretty much where Belichick is at just about right now. But things change. I say enjoy the ride. This much I know for sure. Andy Reid is already a Hall of Famer. He's going to go into the Hall of Fame. That's been cemented. And right now it's just really trying to see, you know, how much you can tack on, I think, for both Andy Reid. And then also, you take a look at Patrick Mahomes. They are, quote-unquote, chasing the ghosts of the Patriots. They are a dynasty, and it's going to be fun to see, you know, what these next several years look like and how they continue to retool the team. Brett Veach, President Mark Donovan, and Andy Reid all getting extensions that will take them to 2029. That's the good news. Now, Hickey, now I got to share the bad news, right?
Unfortunately, let's go there.
My apologies in advance to all my Falcons fans. There are plenty, and they will be messaging me and all this other stuff. The Falcons are being investigated for talking to Kirk Cousins too damn soon. Yeah, the Falcons are being investigated by the NFL for tampering. We know Kirk Cousins got himself a four-year contract, $180 million. But here's the deal. The Falcons signed him on the first day of the legal tampering period. Let's also keep in mind, we got a lot of rumors days before this period even started that we got, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. That Kirk Cousins, his wife, is from Atlanta, and then Kirk Cousins told all of these stories at his introductory press conference. It was like Kirk Cousins was on ice. It was like surprising the kids for a birthday party. It's like, hey, let's stash him in the backyard. And then, I don't know, you know, when everybody says go, we just bring him inside. Like, that's how this went with Kirk Cousins and the Falcons. It's like he was hanging out in the backyard to surprise the family. And the minute that the clock struck 12, boom, here's Kirk Cousins. And the contract was basically done. And so the NFL is investigating whether or not they actually abided by the rules in the legal tampering period. So here's the deal. You're really only supposed to talk to the agent. The agent is supposed to communicate with the team, not necessarily have the team communicate with the player. And so that deal happened so damn fast, the NFL is investigating. And I'm going to tell you about the potential ramifications in a bit. They're not the only team that could be in trouble. The Philadelphia Eagles could potentially be in trouble as well for signing Saquon Barkley. They gave him that three-year, $37 million contract, $26 million is guaranteed, and this is great for Jalen Hurts. He has a running back that he can actually hand the ball off to, and they will probably spell each other some hits, some abuse, and just everything else that would come throughout the course of a season. Punishment. Saquon Barkley's old coach opened up his mouth about Saquon Barkley being in contact with the team. That Saquon Barkley had to walk the comments back and pretty much tell everybody, no, I didn't communicate with the team before I was supposed to. My old coach, he doesn't know what the hell he was talking about. And that, oh, my agent did all of the communicating. I had nothing to do with it. Now here's where the punishment could come in. If you want to look at what has happened to teams that have been punished in the past for tampering, you don't got to look any further than the recent team. The Miami Dolphins last year, they lost their first round pick and a third round pick this year for trying to bring in Tom Brady and Sean Payton. Now, is there a difference between trying to bring in a coach and a player? Yeah, absolutely correct. But how about this? Back in 2016, the Kansas City Chiefs, they lost their 2016 third round pick and a 2017 sixth rounder for trying to bring in Jeremy Maclin from the Eagles. And so if I got to look at the scale of where does the punishment lie, is this a Tom Brady and Sean Payton level of tampering? Probably not. So I would think, based on the compensation and status, maybe the Falcons lose two picks. Maybe they at maximum lose, I don't know, a second rounder and another one for 2 years. The NFL has said, though, we're not going to complete our investigation this week. And so if the Falcons are going to be punished, if the Eagles are going to be punished, you don't have to worry about it for this year. It'll come next season. Hickey, what do you think the Eagles, well, not the Eagles, what do you think the Falcons would get? Like a second rounder taken away from them?
That fits the bill. And if so, I mean, if Kirk wins, worth it, right?
If Kirk Cousins wins, I guess it certainly would be worth it. And Saquon Barkley, if the Eagles are going to be punished, the running backs have been devalued so much. You can't slap them that damn much. But like you said, is it worth it? If you win a championship, I think the answer that everybody knows is pretty much, it's yes. The answer is yes. And I guess for the Dolphins, yeah, they got Tua Tagovailoa. His name is not Tom Brady. But hey, no harm, no foul. Sometimes you got to go for it. And I think the saying is, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Yeah, I was told that. I don't know via experience. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. It's 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. When it comes down to the draft, nothing's guaranteed, though. I mean, you could have a draft selection and still flub it. Matter of fact, we're going to talk about some of these busts on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, no problem. No problem. And some folks, it takes a little bit longer for them to get their opinions out, but I appreciate you nonetheless. 855-212-4227 is the number if you want to share your opinion. It's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I am at JR Sport Brief. We gave you an update on everything going on in the NBA. You also just heard the update from Rich Ackerman on the other side. And there's a lot of football updates. And I feel like this is the quiet before the storm, because we know the NFL draft is going to take place this Thursday in Detroit. As I mentioned to you here on the Infinity Sports Network, we got you covered, okay? We have coverage, both myself and Bart Winkler. We're going to break down all of the picks. We're going to share the picks with you live here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to give you the insight. And so you don't have to go anywhere. We got you covered. And at the top of the hour, I want to spend some time talking about some of the draft picks, because I want everybody to come down to reality. You think about the NFL draft and you really take a look at the prospects and you look at the individuals that will hopefully turn your franchise around. But the reality is, a lot of the players that will be drafted this upcoming Thursday, especially the quarterbacks, it is more likely that they fail than it is that they go out there and succeed. And so we'll talk about some, so I want to give you some test cases and some studies on some players of the past and in recent history that haven't been up to snuff. They were expected to turn things around, and well, and more realistically, they probably got turned into crap and then sent out of town. But we'll get to that at the top of the hour. Hickey, should we do some good news or some bad news first? What do you think?
Oh, there's been a lot of, maybe not bad news, but anger today. Let's do some good news first.
This news dropped yesterday. This is good news for everybody who's a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs. It looks like the Chiefs, yeah, they might have to go to another city, like, I don't know, maybe Kansas City, Kansas. But the good news is they have continuity when it comes to management. I want you to take a listen to this breaking news that popped yesterday, courtesy of CBS Sports HQ.
Stint from the NFL, where Andy Reid isn't going anywhere, people. The Chiefs announced the contract extension for the 66-year-old head coach, as well as GM Brett Veach and the team president, Mark Donovan. Reid's deal is going to run through 2029, and NFL Network reports that it's going to make him the highest-paid head coach in the league. And remember, Kansas City coming off their third Super Bowl title in the Reid era. They've also won 8 straight AFC West titles and have made 6 straight appearances in the AFC title game.
Oh, congratulations to the Chiefs. Come on now. I mean, before we even got to the postseason, or when we got to the postseason, there were questions about Andy Reid. Was he going to retire in his Hawaiian shirts? Was Andy Reid going to end up in Florida somewhere, sitting on a beach? Is he going to just eat hamburgers and cheeseburgers? Was Andy Reid going to just retire off into the sunset? And now we know the answer is no. And we don't know coaches' salaries per se. It's been reported that as of last year, and even this year, that Bill Belichick is making about, I don't know, $25 million or so a year as a head coach. And so if Andy Reid is now the highest paid, I'm going to make an assumption that Andy Reid is making somewhere between, I don't know, 25 to 30-ish million dollars a season to coach. And this is a deal that's going to take him to 2029. It's like the Kansas City Chiefs got enough money to do every and anything except for actually fix the locker rooms, right? They can build a suite. They can give Andy Reid a giant contract. They can give the GM, Brett Veach, a deal. He's been the GM since 2017. Mark Donovan has been with the squad as president since 2011. I think he's been with the team since 2009. Everybody can get paid. Andy Reid, $30 million a year. But they can't renovate the locker room. And they also can't pay for money for their own stadium. They want the taxpayers to go out there and do it. And so it's good to know that the Kansas City Chiefs have money and that at least Andy Reid is going to be around for a long time, unless he just wants to quit. I mean, Hickey, how many championships do you wake up and just go, I've had enough? The answer is zero, right?
I guess so. I mean, yeah, I guess so. I don't think there's a number right now for Andy Reid.
Andy Reid has 3 Super Bowls. He's going to be here since 2009. I guess if there is any type of goal for the Kansas City Chiefs, none of this is ever guaranteed. You just got to roll with it. They got to be in the back of their minds chasing the New England Patriots, right? Patrick Mahomes just did his interview with Time Magazine, the Time 100. He's one of the most influential human beings on Time's list. And he's just like, you can't consider me to be one of the greatest players of all time, one of the greatest quarterbacks. I haven't done it long enough. Well, in the case of Andy Reid, when you think about his accomplishments in both the AFC and the NFC, and going to Super Bowls and the playoff wins, he's really, in a lot of cases, second to Belichick. I mean, when it comes to playoff wins, Andy Reid has 26. Belichick has 31. I mean, this could really be 2 more playoff seasons, and Andy Reid could jump Belichick in that case. Bill Belichick has a total of 8 Super Bowl rings. You count in his time as a defensive coordinator, as a head coach. Bill Belichick has 6. You want to tell me that Andy Reid doesn't say, man, if I can only tack on 3 more? And then when you think about regular season wins, Andy Reid is only behind Don Shula, George Halas, and then Bill Belichick. Realistically, there is no guarantee that Bill Belichick is going to be back in the NFL leading a team to try to, you know, keep Andy Reid at bay. If you want to look at the Kansas City Chiefs and say, oh, yeah, well, every season, if they average 10 wins just by happenstance, and you think about his contract that takes him to 2029, well, we got the 24 season, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. That would be 60 more wins. And if you think about 60 more wins for a man who currently has 258, that would give him 318 victories. It would tie him with George Halas. Now, Hickey, am I doing too much by doing all this math? You think so?
No, I think this is, I'm with you in the sense that you look now, right? It's been Belichick in terms of, Super Bowls he has, obviously, but like wins record. Reed, I would bet my money right now that he'd be the one that to get the record over Belichick right now with his longevity, with how well the Chiefs are playing. And like you said, who even knows if Bill's back on a team ever again coaching?
Yeah, we don't know if Belichick is going to come back. And then we don't know, in all honesty, if Andy Reid is going to see out the rest of this contract. Yeah, he's 66, and it's one thing to tack on six more years and go, hey, you're going to push it to 72. It's pretty much where Belichick is at just about right now. But things change. I say enjoy the ride. This much I know for sure. Andy Reid is already a Hall of Famer. He's going to go into the Hall of Fame. That's been cemented. And right now it's just really trying to see, you know, how much you can tack on, I think, for both Andy Reid. And then also, you take a look at Patrick Mahomes. They are, quote-unquote, chasing the ghosts of the Patriots. They are a dynasty, and it's going to be fun to see, you know, what these next several years look like and how they continue to retool the team. Brett Veach, President Mark Donovan, and Andy Reid all getting extensions that will take them to 2029. That's the good news. Now, Hickey, now I got to share the bad news, right?
Unfortunately, let's go there.
My apologies in advance to all my Falcons fans. There are plenty, and they will be messaging me and all this other stuff. The Falcons are being investigated for talking to Kirk Cousins too damn soon. Yeah, the Falcons are being investigated by the NFL for tampering. We know Kirk Cousins got himself a four-year contract, $180 million. But here's the deal. The Falcons signed him on the first day of the legal tampering period. Let's also keep in mind, we got a lot of rumors days before this period even started that we got, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. That Kirk Cousins, his wife, is from Atlanta, and then Kirk Cousins told all of these stories at his introductory press conference. It was like Kirk Cousins was on ice. It was like surprising the kids for a birthday party. It's like, hey, let's stash him in the backyard. And then, I don't know, you know, when everybody says go, we just bring him inside. Like, that's how this went with Kirk Cousins and the Falcons. It was like he was hanging out in the backyard to surprise the family. And the minute that the clock struck 12, boom, here's Kirk Cousins. And the contract was basically done. And so the NFL is investigating whether or not they actually abided by the rules in the legal tampering period. So here's the deal. You're really only supposed to talk to the agent. The agent is supposed to communicate with the team, not necessarily have the team communicate with the player. And so that deal happened so damn fast, the NFL is investigating. And I'm going to tell you about the potential ramifications in a bit. They're not the only team that could be in trouble. The Philadelphia Eagles could potentially be in trouble as well for signing Saquon Barkley. They gave him that three-year, $37 million contract, $26 million is guaranteed. And this is great for Jalen Hurts. He has a running back that he can actually hand the ball off to, and they will probably spell each other some hits, some abuse, and just everything else that would come throughout the course of a season. Punishment. Saquon Barkley's old coach opened up his mouth about Saquon Barkley being in contact with the team. That Saquon Barkley had to walk the comments back and pretty much tell everybody, no, I didn't communicate with the team before I was supposed to. My old coach, he doesn't know what the hell he was talking about. And that, oh, my agent did all of the communicating. I had nothing to do with it. Now here's where the punishment could come in. If you want to look at what has happened to teams that have been punished in the past for tampering, you don't got to look any further than the recent team. The Miami Dolphins last year, they lost their first round pick and a third round pick this year for trying to bring in Tom Brady and Sean Payton. Now, is there a difference between trying to bring in a coach and a player? Yeah, absolutely correct. But how about this? Back in 2016, the Kansas City Chiefs, they lost their 2016 third-round pick and a 2017 sixth-rounder for trying to bring in Jeremy Maclin from the Eagles. And so if I got to look at the scale of where does the punishment lie, is this a Tom Brady and Sean Payton level of tampering? Probably not. So I would think, based on the compensation and status, maybe the Falcons lose two picks. Maybe they at maximum lose, I don't know, a second rounder and another one for 2 years. The NFL has said, though, we're not going to complete our investigation this week. And so if the Falcons are going to be punished, if the Eagles are going to be punished, you don't have to worry about it for this year. It'll come next season. Hickey, what do you think the Eagles, well, not the Eagles, what do you think the Falcons would get? Like a second rounder taken away from them?
That fits the bill. And if so, I mean, if Kirk wins, worth it, right?
If Kirk Cousins wins, I guess it certainly would be worth it. And Saquon Barkley, if the Eagles are going to be punished, the running backs have been devalued so much. You can't slap them that damn much. But like you said, is it worth it? If you win a championship, I think the answer that everybody knows is pretty much, it's yes. The answer is yes. And I guess for the Dolphins, yeah, they got Tua Tagovailoa. His name is not Tom Brady. But hey, no harm, no foul. Sometimes you got to go for it. And I think the saying is, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Yeah, I was told that. I don't know via experience. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. It's 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. When it comes down to the draft, nothing's guaranteed, though. I mean, you could have a draft selection and still flub it. Matter of fact, we're going to talk about some of these busts on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.